In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These are the signs of the wise book. Does it seem odd to these people that we have revealed to a man from among themselves, declaring, warn mankind, and give good news to the faithful, that they are in good standing with their Lord? The faithless say, this is indeed a plain magician. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then settled on the throne, directing the command. There is no intercessor except by His leave. That is Allah, your Lord. So worship Him. Will you not then take admonition? To Him will be the return of you all. That is Allah's true promise. Indeed, He originates the creation. Then He will bring it back, that He may reward those who have faith and do righteous deeds with justice. As for the faithless, they shall have boiling water for drink and a painful punishment because of what they used to defy. It is He who made the sun a radiance and the moon a light and ordained its phases that you might know the number of years and the calculation of time. Allah did not create all that except with the truth. He elaborates the signs for a people who have knowledge. Indeed, in the alternation of night and day, and whatever Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, there are surely signs for a people who are God-wary. Indeed, those who do not expect to encounter us, and who are pleased with the life of this world and satisfied with it, and those who are oblivious of our signs, it is they whose refuge shall be the fire because of what they used to earn. Indeed, those who have faith and do righteous deeds, their Lord guides them by the means of their faith. Streams will run for them in gardens of bliss. Their call therein will be, O Allah, immaculate are you. And their greeting therein will be, peace. And their concluding call, all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Were Allah to hasten ill for mankind with their haste for good, their term would have been over. But we leave those who do not expect to encounter us bewildered in their rebellion. When distress befalls man, he supplicates us, lying on his side, sitting or standing. But when we remove his distress, he passes on, as if he had never supplicated us, concerning the distress that had befallen him. To the profligate is thus presented as decorous what they have been doing. Certainly we destroyed several generations before you, when they perpetrated wrongs. Their apostles brought them manifest proofs, but they would not have faith. Thus do we requite the guilty lot. Then we made you successors on the earth after them, that we may observe how you will act. When our manifest signs are recited to them, those who do not expect to encounter us say, bring a Qur'an other than this, or alter it. Say, I may not alter it of my own accord. I follow only what is revealed to me. Indeed, should I disobey my Lord, I fear the punishment of a tremendous day. Say, had Allah so wished, I would not have recited it to you, nor would He have made it known to you, for I have dwelled among you for a lifetime before it. Do you not apply reason? So who is a greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates a lie against Allah or denies His signs? Indeed, the guilty will not be felicitous. They worship, besides Allah, that which neither causes them any harm nor brings them any benefit. And they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. Say, will you inform Allah about something He does not know in the heavens or on the earth? Immaculate is He, and exalted above having any partners that they ascribe to Him. Mankind were but a single religious community, then they deferred. And were it not for a prior decree of your Lord, decision would have been made between them concerning that about which they defer. They say, why has not some sign been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, the knowledge of the unseen belongs only to Allah, so wait. I too am waiting along with you. When we let people taste our mercy after a distress that has befallen them, behold, they scheme against our signs. Say, Allah is more swift at devising. Indeed, our messengers write down what you scheme. It is He who carries you across land and sea. When you are in the ships, and they sail with them with a favorable wind, rejoicing in it, there comes upon them a tempestuous wind, and waves assail them from every side, and they think that they are besieged. They invoke Allah, putting exclusive faith in Him. If you deliver us from this, we will surely be among the grateful. But when He delivers them, behold, they commit violations on the earth unduly. O mankind, your violations are only to your own detriment. These are the wares of the life of this world. Then to us will be your return, whereat we will inform you concerning that which you used to do. The parable of the life of this world is that of water, which we send down from the sky. It mingles with the earth's vegetation, from which humans and cattle eat. When the earth puts on its luster and is adorned, and its inhabitants think they have power over it, our edict comes to it, by night or day, whereat we turn it into a mown field, as if it did not flourish the day before. Thus do we elaborate the signs for a people who reflect. Allah invites to the abode of peace, and He guides whomever He wishes to a straight path. Those who are virtuous shall receive the best reward and an enhancement. Neither dust nor abasement shall overcast their faces. They shall be the inhabitants of paradise, and they shall remain in it forever. For those who have committed misdeeds, the requital of a misdeed shall be its like, and they shall be overcast by abasement. They shall have no one to protect them from Allah. They will be as if their faces were covered with dark patches of the night. They shall be the inmates of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. On the day when we gather them all together, we shall say to those who ascribe partners to Allah, "Stay where you are, you and your partners." Then we shall set them apart from one another, and their partners will say, "It was not us that you worshipped. Allah suffices as a witness between you and us. We were indeed unaware of your worship." There every soul will examine what it has sent in advance, and they will be returned to Allah, their real master, and what they used to fabricate will forsake them. Say, who provides for you out of the sky and the earth? Who controls your hearing and sight? And who brings forth the living from the dead, and brings forth the dead from the living? And who directs the command? They will say, Allah. Say, will you not then be wary of Him? That then is Allah, your true Lord. So what is there after the truth except error? Then where are you being led away? Thus the word of your Lord became due against those who transgress, that they shall not have faith. Say, is there anyone among your partners who originates the creation and then brings it back? Say, Allah originates the creation, then He will bring it back. Then where do you stray? Say, is there anyone among your partners who may guide to the truth? Say, Allah guides to the truth. Is he who guides to the truth worthier to be followed, or he who guides not unless he is himself guided? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Most of them just follow conjecture. Indeed, conjecture is no substitute for the truth. Indeed, Allah knows best what they do. This Qur'an could not have been fabricated by anyone besides Allah. Rather, it is a confirmation of what was revealed before it, and an elaboration of the book, there is no doubt in it, from the Lord of all the worlds. Do they say, He has fabricated it? Say, then bring a surah like it, and invoke whomever you can besides Allah, should you be truthful. Rather, they deny that whose knowledge they do not comprehend, and whose explanation has not yet come to them. Those who were before them denied likewise. So observe how was the fate of the wrongdoers. Some of them believe in it, and some of them do not believe in it. And your Lord best knows the agents of corruption. If they deny you, say, "My deeds belong to me, and your deeds belong to you. You are absolved of what I do, and I am absolved of what you do." There are some of them who prick up their ears at you, but can you make the deaf hear even if they do not apply reason? And there are some of them who observe you, but can you guide the blind even if they do not perceive? Indeed, Allah does not wrong people in the least. Rather, it is people who wrong themselves. On the day He will gather them, it will be as if they had not remained in the world except for an hour of the day, getting acquainted with one another. They are certainly losers who deny the encounter with Allah, and they are not guided. Whether we show you a part of what we promise them, or take you away before that, in any case, their return will be to us. Then Allah will be witness to what they do. There is an apostle for every nation, so when their apostle comes, judgment is made between them with justice, and they are not wronged. They say, "When will this promise be fulfilled, should you be truthful?" Say, "I have no control over any benefit for myself, nor over any harm except what Allah may wish. There is a time for every nation. When their time comes, they shall not defer it by a single hour, nor shall they advance it." Say, "Tell me, should His punishment overtake you by night or day, you will not be able to avert it. So what part of it do the guilty seek to hasten? What, do you believe it when it has befallen, now, while you would seek to hasten it earlier?" Then it will be said to those who were wrongdoers, "Taste the everlasting punishment. Shall you be requited except for what you used to earn?" They inquire of you, "Is it true?" Say, "Yes, by my Lord, it is true, and you cannot thwart Him." Were any soul that has done wrong to possess whatever there is on the earth, it would surely offer it for ransom. They will hide their remorse when they cite the punishment, and judgment will be made between them with justice, and they will not be wronged. Look, to Allah indeed belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Look, Allah's promise is indeed true, but most of them do not know. It is He who gives life and brings death, and to Him you shall be brought back. O mankind, there has certainly come to you an advice from your Lord, and a cure for what is in the breasts, and a guidance and mercy for the faithful. Say, in Allah's grace and His mercy, let them rejoice in that. It is better than what they amass. Say, have you regarded what Allah has sent down for you of His provision, whereupon you made some of it unlawful and some lawful? Say, did Allah give you the sanction to do so? Or do you fabricate a lie against Allah? What is the idea of those who fabricate lies against Allah concerning their situation on the day of resurrection? Indeed, Allah is gracious to mankind, but most of them do not give thanks. You do not engage in any work, neither do you recite any part of the Qur'an, nor do you perform any deed without our being witness over you when you are engaged therein. Not an atom's weight escapes your Lord in the earth or in the sky, nor is there anything smaller than that, nor bigger, but it is in a manifest book. Look, the friends of Allah will indeed have no fear, nor will they grieve. Those who have faith and are God-wary. For them is good news in the life of this world and in the hereafter. There is no altering the words of Allah. That is the great success. Do not grieve at their remarks. Indeed, all might belongs to Allah. He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Look, to Allah indeed belongs whoever is in the heavens and whoever is on the earth. And what do they pursue who invoke partners besides Allah? They merely follow conjectures, and they just make surmises. It is He who made the night for you that you may rest in it, and the day to provide visibility. There are indeed signs in that for people who listen. They say, Allah has taken a son. Immaculate is He. He is the all-sufficient. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. You have no authority for this statement. Do you attribute to Allah what you do not know? Say, indeed those who fabricate lies against Allah will not be felicitous. In enjoyment in this world, then to us shall be their return. Then we shall make them taste the severe punishment because of what they used to defy. Relate to them the account of Noah, when he said to his people, O my people, if my stay among you be hard on you, and also my reminding you of Allah's signs, for my part, I have put my trust in Allah. So conspire together along with your partners, leaving nothing vague in your plan, then carry it out against me without giving me any respite. If you turn your back on me, I do not ask any reward from you. My reward lies only with Allah, and I have been commanded to be of those who submit to Allah. But they impugned him, so we delivered him and those who were with him in the ark, and we made them the successors. And we drowned those who denied our signs. So observe how is the fate of those who were warned. Then after him we sent other apostles to their people. They brought them manifest proofs, but they would not believe something they had denied before. Thus do we seal the hearts of the transgressors. Then after them, we sent Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh and his elite with our signs, but they acted arrogantly, and they were a guilty lot. When the truth from us came to them, they said, This is indeed plain magic. Moses said, Do you say of the truth when it comes to you that it is magic? Is this magic? Magicians do not find salvation. They said, Have you come to us to turn us away from what we found our fathers following, so that supremacy may be yours in the land? We will not believe in the two of you. Pharaoh said, Bring me every expert magician. So when the magicians came, Moses said to them, Throw down what you have to throw. So when they threw down their sticks and ropes, Moses said, What you have produced is magic. Indeed, Allah will bring it to naught presently. Indeed, Allah does not ratify the conduct of those who cause corruption. Allah will confirm the truth with His words, though the guilty should be averse. But none believed in Moses except some youths from among his people, for the fear of Pharaoh and his elite that he would persecute them. For Pharaoh was indeed a tyrant in the land, and indeed he was an unrestrained despot. And Moses said, O my people, if you have faith in Allah, put your trust in Him, if you are among those who submit to Him. Whereat they said, In Allah we have put our trust. Our Lord, do not make us a means of test for the wrongdoing lot, and deliver us by your mercy from the faithless lot. We revealed to Moses and his brothers, saying, Settle your people in the city, and let your houses face each other. And maintain the prayer and give good news to the faithful. Moses said, Our Lord, you have given Pharaoh and his elite glamour and wealth in the life of this world. Our Lord, that they may lead people astray from your way. Our Lord, blot out their wealth and harden their hearts so that they do not believe until they see the painful punishment. Said he, Your supplication has already been granted, so be steadfast and do not follow the way of those who do not know. We carried the children of Israel across the sea, whereat Pharaoh and his troops pursued them out of defiance and aggression. When overtaken by drowning, he called out, I believe that there is no God except Him, in whom the children of Israel believe, and I am one of those who submit to Him. He was told, What, now? When you have been disobedient heretofore and were among the agents of corruption? So today we shall deliver your body so that you may be a sign for those who come after you. Indeed, many of the people are oblivious to our signs. Certainly we settled the children of Israel in a worthy settlement, and we provided them with all the good things, and they did not defer until after the knowledge had come to them. Your Lord will indeed judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that about which they used to defer. So if you are in doubt about what we have sent down to you, ask those who read the book revealed before you. The truth has certainly come to you from your Lord, so do not be among the skeptics. And do not be of those who deny the signs of Allah, for then you shall be among the losers. Indeed, those against whom your Lord's judgment has become due will not have faith, even though every sign were to come to them until they sight the painful punishment. Why has there not been any town that might believe, so that its belief might benefit it, except the people of Jonah? When they believed, We removed from them the punishment of disgrace in the life of this world, and we provided for them for a while. And had your Lord wished, all those who are on earth would have believed. Would you then force people until they become faithful? No soul may have faith except by Allah's leave, and He lays defilement on those who do not apply reason. Say, observe what is in the heavens and the earth, but neither signs nor warnings avail a people who have no faith. Do they await anything except the like of the days of those who passed away before them? Say, then wait, I too am waiting along with you. Then we shall deliver our apostles and those who have faith. Thus it is a must for us to deliver the faithful. Say, O people, if you are in doubt about my religion, then know that I do not worship those whom you worship besides Allah. Rather, I worship only Allah who causes you to die, and I have been commanded to be among the faithful. And that, dedicate yourself to the religion as a Hanif, and never be one of the polytheists. Nor invoke besides Allah that which neither benefits you nor can do you any harm, for if you do so, then you will indeed be among the wrongdoers. Should Allah visit you with some distress, there is no one to remove it except Him, and should He desire any good for you, none can stand in the way of His grace. He grants it to whomever He wishes of His servants, and He is the All-Forgiving, the All-Merciful. Say, O mankind, the truth has already come to you from your Lord. Whoever is guided only for the good of his own soul, and whoever goes astray only to its detriment, and it is not my business to watch over you. And follow that which is revealed to you, and be patient until Allah issues His judgment, and He is the best of judges. Should Allah visit you with some distress, there is no one to remove it except Him. And should He desire any good for you, none can stand in the way of His grace. He grants it to whomever He wishes of His servants, and He is the All-Forgiving, the All-Merciful. Say, O mankind, the truth has already come to you from your Lord. Whoever is guided only for the good of his own soul, and whoever goes astray only to its detriment, and it is not my business to watch over you. And follow that which is revealed to you, and be patient until Allah issues His judgment, and He is the best of judges.